It is time for the Rural Intelligence Report. Once again, ruralintelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our area. We have a weekly chat and touch on just some of the things with Mark Williams. And Mark has joined us again today. Mark, good to speak to you today.
Hello, Marshall. Yes, there's a lot to talk about today, but particularly down south in Litchfield County, a lot going on. But we'll try and cover everything, the other whole of the rest of the Robin Hood and rural intelligence regions as well. So, yep, let's kick off. What would you like to start with?
Well, we'll start off in Washington Depot, Connecticut, actually running now through October, a sculpture park.
Yeah, Washington Depot's a recurring theme, I think, this week. There's a lot going on there, and I thought I'd kick off with talking about this as well, because Washington Depot's really become a sculpture park. Actually, it's really become an outdoor art gallery that they have pulled together 50 really commanding works by over 40 really well-known and widely recognized artists. I mean, international celebrity artists, people like Julian Schnabel or Wendell Castle or Frank Stella, have works scattered throughout the town. And they've put them side by side or nearby works by other resident sculptors, people that locals will know very well, like Tim Prentice, Elizabeth McDonald, Joy Brown. And the whole show has been curated by two local arts legends, Barbara Talbot and Mark Menin. Mark's going to come up again. His name will come up again in the next few minutes, I'm sure, because he's very involved in the area. And by the way, the great thing is that that they are placed in a whole series of widely divergent places, and the pieces themselves are really widely divergent as well. So you've got things like in the center of town, for example, Dan Murray has a piece called Watch Me, which greets essentially the customers going into the bank. Many are in open public spaces like Mark Menin's undulating granite, which is called Currents. It's really amazing. And that's it shares a plaza with Wendell Castle's bronze, which is called Above, Within, Beyond. And then if you wander around town, there are sculptures in parks, by the river, on nearby hillsides. It really is impressive. And the lovely thing is, by the way, you can read all about it in the Rural Intelligence story, which we published, I think it was last week. And it's called Why You Should Tiptoe Through the WAA Sculpture Walk, all by our writer, C.B. Wismar. So do check it out. Go to the website, and it's there amongst the leading stories this week, I think. So you'll be able to find it easily. And definitely something to check out when you're in town. And I'm going to give you some good excuses to be in town in the next few minutes.
All right. We will move to Lenox, Ventford Hall, the Tea and Talk on the 17th.
Well, this I looked at this, and it just sounds absolutely fascinating and something that I can get my head around so easily. So Venford Hall has these tea and talks, and this week it's the talk is called 10 Restaurants That Changed America. It includes Delmonico's to Sylvia's to Chez Panisse. And it's all by a Yale food historian called Paul Friedman, who is really making the case that the story of restaurants in America, but also I know from my experience in the UK as well, is one of changing immigration patterns. You've got differing race relations, gender and family roles, as well as work obligations. And they all come together to change the food tastes of a nation. It really is absolutely a fascinating idea. The talk is on Tuesday, July the 17th, as you say, in Ventford Hall, and it's at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're up in Lenox around that time, it's definitely worthwhile pottering around town and popping in and listening to the talk. Sounds fascinating.
Well, we go from Ventford Hall to Hudson Hall in Hudson, July 20th through the 22nd.
Yes, and there's a lot going on there as well, because on this coming weekend, as I say, Friday the 20th through the 22nd, the Badilla family is having a celebration of community and culture. Now, I don't know whether you've come across the Badilla family in Hudson, but they are, it's an enormous family. I think there are The parents had 10 children, and then there are 50 grandchildren or something like that. So it's and they are unbelievably talented. The first thing they're having, and you'll have to check out the website for all of the times of these things and when they're on, because it really is an enormous number of things. So the first thing is called Spirit of the River, which is a free community theater production by a company called Diata International Folkloric Theater. And these are, they're well known, they're very active in the area and nationally as well, and definitely worthwhile going to the Spirit of the River. Then if you are enjoy hip-hop music and, well, a slightly sort of toned-down hip-hop music as well, then you may want to go to this young Badilla member family called Young Paris. And he's coming home for his first hometown concert since he joined Jay-Z's Roc Nation label, which is a really big deal. He's really making his way in the music world and is becoming a well-known star. That will be very, very popular indeed. And then lastly, there's going to be a performance by, I guess, another of his cousins or relatives, and they are called Lady Moon and the Eclipse. I love the music. I've seen her live in the past. And so that family is, as it were, taking over Hudson Hall over the next over the weekend, and really interesting. Now, if you have a chance, do go to Rural Intelligence, because we interviewed Pamela Badilla, who's the matriarch of the family, in an article which we call Rural We. And you'll be able to see a lot about her, her impact, she's a really interesting person, and how it runs through the family. So that's all actually in the main body of Hudson Hall upstairs in the theater. But I also want to mention that there's another event that is running through August the 10th at Hudson Hall, which is an absolutely fascinating art installation. It's downstairs in their galleries downstairs. And the art installation is called Francine Hunter McGivern, Episodic Memory, 1977 to present, installation one, To Rule Truly Is to Serve. Anyway, it's a long title, and it should be, because Francine Hunter McGivern is a truly amazing person. She was really involved with Andy Warhol when he started at his factory. And then she started her own company called Jungle Red Studios in 1977. Her subsequent life has been sort of really amazing all around the world. And again, Rural Intelligence a few weeks ago did a Rural We story about her as well, because she is absolutely fascinating. So you've got, if you're in Hudson, Hudson Hall is the place to be in the next few days, because there is so much going on at Hudson Hall. So definitely worthwhile checking out on that one.
On the 20th and the 22nd, Chatham PS 21, Rory Block.
Yeah, there's going to be 3 days of music created by Rory Block, who is a 5 times Blues Music Award winner. There will be lots of performances by her, Deanna Greenleaf and Blue Mercy, and Straightway Ministries Gospel Choir is also going to be performing. And this year, PS21 is really coming into its own now. It's got its own theater that has just been built. And this year, the Blues Fest, and Rory Block in particular, is focusing on power women of the blues, to celebrate the importance of women's contributions to the blues, but also Rory Block has just published her own Mentor Series 2 recordings, which pay tribute to lots of the early women of the blues. So, for example, the first record in the series, which has just been completed, is a tribute to Bessie Smith. Anyway, so if you like the blues, this weekend, starting, as you say, Friday the 20th and running through the 22nd in Chatham at PS21, is going to be doing that. And by the way, it's worth mentioning that in addition to the various concerts that are going on Thursday, July the 19th, from 7 o'clock in the evening, Rory Block is also going to be teaching a slide guitar workshop at her personal venue in Chatham. So if you are interested in improving your slide guitar work, you may want to join in that as well. Of course, all the details are on the PS21 website, and you can get there via Rural Intelligence as well.
The 21st and 22nd, let's head to Stockbridge, the Fine Woodwork Show and Silent Auction.
Yeah, yeah. The Berkshire Botanical Garden is the location for this Fine Woodwork Show, which is set up by the Berkshire Woodworkers Guild. And they're really fascinating. It's interesting how people get together. So they're a group of professional and amateur woodworkers who live and work in and around Berkshire County and actually over into Columbia County as well. And they form this guild as a not-for-profit organization to share expertise amongst themselves. They also share tools and business opportunities. And they also want to promote awareness of the benefits and the availability of custom woodworking. So for the last 5 years or so, I think they've done this. They've set up this annual show, which features the designs by professional woodworkers from, as I say, the Berkshires, Columbia County, maybe even Dutchess County as well. And it's in the Berkshire Botanical Garden, so you get to wander around, enjoy, and it's not just see some great craft as well, but you get to see woodworking demonstrations. There are people on hand who are making furniture. There is a sign and auction, you mentioned that. So that's all to benefit the Berkshire Woodworkers Guild Scholarship Fund as well. So there's a lot going on there. It's both on Saturday, the 21st and the 22nd. It starts at 9 o'clock on both days and finishes around 5. So it's a full day of events on both the 21st and the 22nd.
Well, 21st and 22nd, this is a familiar ring to it. The Fitch's Corner Horse Trials.
I thought you. Yeah, well, it's going to be the Millbrook and the Fitch Corner Horse Trials have been going on for a long time. I think it's the 25th year this year they're doing it. This is the 150-acre private farm of Fernanda Kellogg and Kirk Henschels. And it's really in the middle of Millbrook Hunt country. It is a stunningly beautiful location. During the rest of the year, I guess the farm operates pretty much as a private horse boarding facility. But every July for the last 25 years or so, it becomes the home of these amazing horse trials. And actually, it's worth noting, for the last 3 years, I don't know whether this is the fourth or the third year, but they've also become the site of the United States Eventing Association Area 1 Northeast Regional Championship. So you get some really well-known horse people coming and not only participating, but also watching the events as well. So there's going to be over 300 horses competing over the Saturday and Sunday. They're in everything from dressage, cross-country jumping, there's stadium jumping as well. It really is pretty amazing. And it's not just horses. There's going to be, there are 50 shops and food providers, and there's art shows and all sorts of other things. The riders this year include the local star, Bully Selmy. I don't know, some people will know him, but also the Olympic rider, Boyd Martin, is going to be there as well. And the nice thing is it's a massive event, and it really is tremendous fun to go to. But the event benefits the Millbrook Fire Department Rescue Squad. So it's also raising money for a great cause locally as well. So that's great fun. That's down in Millbrook at the Fitch Corner Horse Trials on Saturday and the 21st and Sunday the 22nd.
All right, on the 21st, the Garden Conservancy Open Days program in Ashley Falls, Dutchess County, and also in Sharon.
Yes, yeah. And the dog's getting really excited
about
this as well. She loves a good garden to go to. So, Garden Conservancy Open Days program is really going wild on Saturday the 21st. I can't believe they've got so many different locations open. So, as you say, it's the Steel Garden in Ashley Falls, which is the dog's really getting really excited.
He really likes that.
It's a series. The Steel Gardens are a series of 7 connected circles with both formal and informal side gardens. So that's fun. All sorts of amazing plants in that one. At the same time, over in Dutchess County, in Stanfordville, you get to see the private gardens of Ellen and Eric Peterson. And then in Millerton, the Highland Wente Garden is open as well as the Innisfree Garden. So, and then, of course, down in Sharon, just near Robin Hood Radio, you can tour the private gardens of Lee Link. Now, all of the gardens are open from 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. You will have to check out the Garden Conservancy's website for full details to, you know, where and when and all that type of thing. But if you're a garden fanatic, then this is a great opportunity to get out and see what's going on.
All right. Well, we'll now move on to Olana's summer party on the 21st.
Yeah, Olana is beautiful at this time of year, and the State Historic Site Summer Party is on Saturday the 21st, starts at 5 o'clock in the evening. They feature all sorts of hors d'oeuvres inspired by Olana, and also a lot of the region's really local chefs really try and participate. They're all paired with wonderful wines and signature cocktails. It's a great event if you only get one chance to go to Olana this summer. This is definitely a day when it's dressed up to the nines and looks absolutely beautiful. So definitely worthwhile popping down there. And of course, you're supporting a wonderful organization as well.
All right, we will move on now, once again, back to Washington.
Indeed. And in fact, they are going to be celebrating in Washington on Saturday the 21st, the Five Senses Festival Ball. And this is really absolutely fascinating, because the dance company Palobolas is really inviting people to kick off its inaugural Five Senses Festival. The ball is with the designer Bruce Mao, and the food is by the chef Joel Vreeland. So really fantastic food. There's going to be a violin performance by Simon Porter. There are going to be art installations by William Kentridge, Marilyn Mintner, and the aforementioned Mark Menin, who we mentioned earlier, who has sculptures in Washington, downtown Washington Depot as well. It's all going to be accompanied by a performance by the Palobolas Dance Company themselves as well. And if you go to Rural Intelligence this week, our main story is all about Palobolas and what they are up to, because on three weekends over this summer in Washington, Connecticut, which is their home, by the way, they are having this amazing Five Senses Festival. The whole idea is to fill Washington with performers, visual artists, writers, computer scientists, world-class thinkers as well, and hopefully also the rest of us as well, to see and to really showcase some beautiful art one way or another. So it's three weekends, the July the 27th and 29th, August the 1st to the 5th, and then August the 10th and 11th. And Saturday's ball on July the 21st kicks it all off at 6 o'clock in the evening. So check out their website and, again, get there via Rural Intelligence.
We have a couple of different events going on at Hancock Shaker Village on the 21st.
In fact, actually, it's an amazing series of events going on. Hancock, I thought to myself, how the devil have they got enough staff to handle it all? Because they've got so many events going on in Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield. So it starts off actually on July the 19th, runs through July the 22nd with a three-day retreat, which is called Emerging Tastes, which is a sort of creative food event. It's designed for food influence and enthusiasts to explore new flavors, look at old ones and review them and see what they can be, how they can be redeveloped and whatever it is. So that's more, I think, for professionals rather than for you and me, but they are combining it with two other great events. So on Saturday the 21st, Food for Thought is back. This is their monthly dinner with an author. You get a seasonal meal by the farm-to-table chef Brian Alberg. You get wine to drink, and then you get the author and he talks about his book. This month's featured author is the historian Chris Jennings, whose latest book is called Paradise Now. It's really relevant for Hancock Shaker Village because it's an account of an American utopianism and the relatively eccentric visions put forward by five or so of the influential utopian movements in America, including, of course, the Shakers. Now, that food for thought starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and that must be at one end of Hancock Shaker Village. But actually close by in another of their barns, they are having at 7:30 in the evening, they're continuing their Shaker Barn music series, where they've invited a company called, or the group called, the Autumn Defense, which is the longtime Wilco instrumentalist John Stirratt and Pat Sandstone. And they are going to be coming, and they're going to be playing with Johnny Iron. And that's the Shaker Barn series, the music series, is going incredibly well as well. That starts at 7:30, and the opening act actually will be Heather Maloney. So Pittsfield, Hancock Shaker Village on July the 21st is really going to be hopping one way or another.
And we will go once again back to Washington Depot, Marty's Best Dog in the World contest.
Now, I should have really entered our dog on for this as well, given she's so excited about what's going on this week. I couldn't resist this. This looks like a really fun fundraiser. It's been developed over the last 6 weeks or so, and it's all to support the work of the Greenwoods Counseling Referral Service. So over the last 6 weeks or so, people have been entering their dog's photos online in this really lovely competition, and you're asked to vote on the best looking dog and a whole series of different types of votes you can do in one way and another. And it's really just a great fun online competition, not really very serious at all. But on Sunday at Marty's in Washington Depot, they are going to pick the grand prize winner. And by the way, he receives a tremendous custom-made trophy bowl by the Bantam Tile Works people. So it's well worth winning this. Also, the dog gets an original watercolor painted by Diana Swoyer, who's a fantastic dog artist as well. There are all sorts of additional prizes, most of which are hilarious and fun. So if you're in and around the Washington Depot area, and we've been talking about it on Sunday the 22nd, then you can check out the sculptures in town, but you can also pop into Marty's to watch some of the winners. By the way, there are also sorts of other things. There are going to be special guests. It's going to be music. There are going to be an Ask the Expert booth as well. And you'll see the prize winners, I'm sure, parading up and down. That starts at 11 o'clock in Marty's in Washington Depot on the 22nd.
And we wrap up at Tanglewood.
Yeah, Tanglewood's been relatively quiet. But this actually looks, this is a really interesting organization as well. So in Tanglewood on July the 22nd, there's a posh picnic for the BFMC, which is the Berkshire Film and Media Collaborative, and they are holding their fifth annual, and it's a fundraiser, so it's a fifth annual fundraiser. So you get a gourmet catered lunch on the Tanglewood lawn, and then included in the price, you get shed tickets and seating for the matinee performance of the Boston Symphony Orchestra that afternoon. And I thought what was interesting is the background to all this is that the Berkshire Film and Media Collaborative was set up only 5 or 6 years ago to create educational, workforce, and production opportunities in the film and media industry. And this is all as an economic initiative for Western Massachusetts. And if you think about it, we have a lot in the Berkshires already of film and media organizations, and we can talk about that later. But also you've got some tremendous opportunities for wonderful scenery for films. You've got wonderful housing for films, locations. It's a great series of locations. So they thought, well, how can we build on this and try and encourage employment in the area and bring money into the area as well? And so the Berkshire Film and Media Collaborative is really an organization all about encouraging and developing films in the area as well. This year, the picnic honors the award-winning filmmaker and writer Ken Jones, and they are also announcing details of a new community film fund. So I think this will be a really interesting opportunity. If you want to support, you know, encouraging employment in the area, then definitely check out the BFMC Posh Picnic at Tanglewood on Sunday, July the 22nd. And that starts at 12 o'clock and runs till, well, if you stay for the concert, it runs till 4 or 5 o'clock in the evening.
Well, that'll wrap up a very, very busy summer week. Once again, just touching on some of the things that you'll find at ruralintelligence.com. Mark, we'll speak to you again next week.
Delighted. Looking forward to it, Marshall.